Maseches Ma'aser Sheni, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Ma'aser Sheni was separated from the produce after the Truma was taken, which was on average 1/50 of the produce. Then the Ma'aser Rishon was taken, which is 1/10 of the remainder. And then on most years, the first, second, fourth, and fifth of the Shemitah cycle years, the Ma'aser Sheni was separated afterwards. That was another 1/10 of the produce. And that fruit was brought up to Yerushalayim and eaten in Yerushalayim. Or he could redeem it outside Yerushalayim and bring money up to Yerushalayim and buy food items in Yerushalayim and eat in Yerushalayim. There's a Machlokes Tanoim, Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, regarding the ownership of Ma'aser Sheni. Reb Meir holds that the Ma'aser Sheni is not owned by the farmer, it's Mamon Gevaya. It's owned by Hashem, it's Hashem's property, and a person's given permission to eat it. Whereas Reb Yehuda argues and says no, that the Ma'aser Sheni is actually owned by the grower, and he has the monetary ownership over it. And the one of the primary differences that come out from this machlekes is regarding making transactions with the Ma'aser Sheni. One would need ownership to be able to do that. And the first Mishnah, the Rav says, is going like Reb Meir, although it doesn't mention his name in the Mishnah. There's a concept that a Stam Mishnah is like Reb Meir, and this Mishnah is going like Reb Meir's opinion that the Ma'aser Sheni belongs to Hashem, it's Mamon Gevaya, and a person only has permission to eat it, but he cannot make transactions with it. So the Mishnah starts, Ma'aser Sheni, ein meichan, I say, one is not allowed to sell it. And this is a standard sale where the Ma'aser Sheni is going to go over and the buyer would receive the produce that would retain its Ma'aser Sheni status. That's a standard sale. There's another type of sale that would be paida. It would redeem the sanctity of the Ma'aser Sheni and it would transfer it onto the money. That's not being discussed in this Mishnah. That is actually allowed. But over here we're talking about a sale where the Ma'aser Sheni is going to remain Ma'aser Sheni in the hands of the buyer. That transaction is not allowed according to a mayor who holds that the ownership of this Ma'aser Sheni is not to the farmer, but rather to Hashem. Vein Mashkin, I say, he can't use it as a collateral on a loan. Vein Mechalfin, I say, he can't use it to exchange as a barter, to exchange the Ma'aser Sheni produce for some other item. He cannot do that. Vele Sheiklin Kenegdei, nor can he use it as a weight to weigh things on a scale and use the Ma'aser Sheni as a weight on one side of the scale to measure something else. This is because it's a bezayin, it's a disgrace for the Ma'aser Sheni that's for mitzvah purposes, and he's using it for something demeaning like this, and so that's a bezayin to the mitzvah. Vele Yemer Adam Lachaver B'Yushalayim, Halach Yayim v'tein li shemen. Person can't say in Yerushalayim, take this wine that's Ma'aser Sheni and give me shemen, give me oil in place of it. So this is really the same thing as chalip and as bartering that we already mentioned in the Mishnah that he's not allowed to do. Over here we're just coming to point out that even in Yerushalayim itself, where one is allowed to use Ma'aser Sheni money and purchase food items in Yerushalayim, but bartering with the Ma'aser Sheni produce is still not allowed. So it's coming to teach even in Yerushalayim itself, he cannot barter with the Ma'aser Sheni produce even for other foods. And until now we're discussing Ma'aser Sheni deraisa. Midaraisa, only certain produce, the grain, grapes, and olives are obligated in Ma'aseres. And the Mishnah now says, V'chein shar kol peres, also all other peres, other produce that's obligated midarabanan in Ma'aseres, they also have the same restrictions that they can't be sold or traded or collateraled or all these different things. Not only to the Ma'aser Sheni Midaraisa, the grain, grapes, and olives, but also even other produce that has Ma'aser status Midarabanan. Avol Neisnin Zelazeh Manaschinim. He can't sell it, but he's allowed to give it as a gift. And the Rav says here that this means like inviting someone to eat a meal with you, that you can allow him to eat from your Ma'aser Sheni stuff, but those that hold that you're not allowed to make transactions with it, if a full-fledged gift is considered like a transaction, then that would also be prohibited. But you'd still be allowed to invite him for a meal, according to all opinions, to invite him and give him permission to take partake in your Meister Sheni produce food. Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah begins listing other cases where there may be restrictions in selling these items, not Meister Sheni. It discusses Meister Behema. Meister Behema, every year a person would separate 1/10 of the newborn animals in his flocks of kosher animals that are fitting for karbanos, which are cows, sheep, goats, and he would separate 1/10. If they were tamim, if they didn't have any mum, they were complete, they had no blemishes, then they would be brought as a karban. If they had blemishes, then he would eat them because they would not be fitting to be brought as karbanos. So meiser behema, animals that were separated as this meiser of the 1/10 of the newborn animals and were separated, a mechon, I say, you can't sell them, they also are restricted in sale. A mechon, I say, tamim chai, if they're tamim, if they're complete, they don't have any blemishes and they're set for karbanos, you're not allowed to sell them while they're alive. The Rav speaks out also after they're slaughtered, you can't sell them. V'le balmum, also the ones that are blemished, that are not going to be brought as karbanos, even still, they can't be sold, whether it's chai, v'shachat, whether it's alive or after they're slaughtered, they're not allowed to be sold. V'eim mekatshin by Aisha, and you can't use it for kiddushin of a woman, to give, to marry a woman. Something of monetary value is given to the woman to make this kiddushin binding to marry her, and in order to do so, the man has to own that property, and he's giving it to the woman for kiddushin. It's considered a transaction, in the same way that he can't make he can't sell and make a transaction with the Meister Behema, he also can't use it for kiddushin to marry a woman. The Mishnah now discusses a Bechar. The firstborn animal from these same animals that were fitting for karbanos is given to a kayan. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, it was brought as a karban. Nowadays, it's not. It's given to a kayan. So the Bechar, Meichen Eisai Tamim Chai, the kayan who receives the Bechar, he is allowed to sell it. Whether it's tamim, even if it's unblemished and alive, he's allowed to sell it. Or balmum, or if it's blemished, chai v'shachet, whether it's alive or slaughtered, he is allowed to sell it. This becomes regular monetary property of the kayan, that he's allowed to make a sale with it. Umekachin by Isha, and he could use it to marry a woman to give to her for kedushin, because he's allowed to make transactions with it. The bechar becomes the regular property of the kayan. The Mishnah now goes back to discuss the halachas of Meister Sheni. Outside of Yerushalayim, one is able to redeem the produce of Meister Sheni onto money to bring it to Yerushalayim. This would make it easier. You can take a large amount of produce and put it on a small amount of coins of similar value, and it would make the trip to Yerushalayim easier. You wouldn't need to have an 18-wheeler filled with produce. He could just have some money in his pocket. However, there's certain restrictions on what type of coins he's allowed to redeem it on. The Mishnah says, "Ein mechalal meiser sheni al hasimen." One's not allowed to be mechalal to transfer the kedusha from the meiser sheni produce onto the coins with an hasimen. Hasimen is a blank coin that hasn't been stamped yet. V'lay al metzvei sheni yetsa, nor on coins that are not able to be spent, currencies that are not accepted. They can't be used to transfer the kedusha from the fruit onto the coins. V'lay al hamayis she'enan b'shusay, nor on money that's not actually in his possession. Even if he owns the money, but it's not in his possession. For example, the Rav gives, if it's in the ocean, it was dropped in the ocean, it's underwater. Although he owns it, he doesn't have access to it. He has to hire a scuba diver to go down there and get it for him. So if it's not accessible, it can't be used for redeeming the Meister Sheni. The Rav brings Pesukim to learn all these things, these requirements. The Pasuk says, V'nasata ha-kesef b'chol asher tav nafshecha. You're going to take the money that you redeemed the fruit on, and you're going to purchase food that you want in your shalim. It has to be something that you're able to purchase with. And the Pasuk says, V'tzarta ha-kesef, which literally means you'll wrap up the money, but the Gemara understands that to mean a tsura, that there has to be a coin, a face on the coin, it has to be printed. So all these requirements are learned from the Pesukim, exactly which coins can be used to redeem the Meister Sheni.